Victoria Way, Northwest London, Wednesday, 18th of October, Chof Ches Tishri, Harav Moshe Betzalel Grosnas, the Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh.
Okay, Rosh Chodesh is coming right up. Yeah, Friday Shabbos. So, share with you some nekudas that came to me very lately, freshly baked. So, the Gemara Megillah, Chof Beis of a Beis says there's three aliyahs on a day, yeah, this aliyah of Torah, three aliyahs on a day that there is bittul melacha. That means people have to go to work. So therefore, we don't make more than three aliyahs because we worry for the people who need to go to work. However, there are days that there are four aliyahs because anyway, there's no work. And one such example is Rosh Chodesh. And that raises eyebrows because we know that Rosh Chodesh, you may work, Pashtus, and therefore, why is there four aliyahs? Because people aren't going to work. People are going to work. That's the question. So Rashi says what it means that there isn't work today, is that the ladies don't do malacha, or at least not so much malacha, he says, on Rosh Chodesh. And why? So he says, Shomati mipi moiri azokun, that they were given the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, and they don't work on Rosh Chodesh, because they didn't take off their jewelry by the Chet Ha'Ega. So the source for this is a Pirkei de Beleza, Perik Mem Hei. The Pirkei de Beleza says that Aaron wanted to delay the Egel. Aaron, he wanted to delay the Egel. So what was the Eitzah? If he'd say, bring gold and silver to make the Egel, in no time there would be gold and silver on the table and ready to make the Egel. So he thought of a trick. He said, let's tell the ladies to give their tachshitin. Yeah, the earring specifically, although it calls it nizmeyen, which normally refers to the nose, but the loshon of the Pirkei de Beleza is nizmeyen asher ba'oznehen. So let the ladies give their earrings, and then I will make the egel. This was a tactic in order to delay, because he knew the ladies would not just give up their earrings. So the Pirkei de Beleza taka says they went to the ladies and said, please give us your earrings. But actually the Loshon is, very important to note, they said, they were told to collect the earrings from the Sheichem, wives, Beneichem, sons, Beneiseichem, daughters, all three. And they went and asked them for it, and the lady said, sorry, we're not giving you these things, because we don't believe in supporting this cause, which is for a Shikutz and a Tiruf, for an Egel that has no... doesn't help us at all. So Hashem gave them schar, the Medrash says, the Pirkei de Beleza says, that in this world, they are mashama Rosh Chodesh, more than the men, and in the world to come, there will be zoicha that they're going to be mischadesh. We'll see what that means. But like the Lavonas, mischadesh, the Noshim are going to be mischadesh, they're going to be renewed. So what happened in the end? Where did the gold and silver come from? The men decided that if the ladies aren't giving their jewellery, they'll pull off their own earrings. The men were wearing earrings. They'll pull off their own earrings and they'll give that in. And the Medrash asked, what do you mean their own earrings? Why are they wearing earrings? Men don't wear earrings. So the Medrash says, yes, they had the minhag of the Arabim, the Arabs and the Mitzriim of those times, that their custom was to wear earrings. The Pirkei de Beleza points out that, by the way, it sounds like no one else in the world, and he says no one else in the world, wears earrings. Only the Arabs and the Mitzriim. Well, the tables have turned. But okay. So that's what happened. Then in the end they gave the road, and the Egel came about. Now, we could clear to say that maybe the ladies didn't give their earrings because they like their earrings. Not because they didn't want the egel to come about, right? Eino isho elo l'tachshitel. The lady loves her jewellery. So, maybe that's why they didn't give it. But if you take a look in the Pirkei de Beleza, it's not what it says. The ladies didn't give it because it was a shikutz and a tiyuv and they didn't want to support such a thing. But also, the Radal says in Oischof that if you take a look by Nitvas HaMishkon, it says the ladies came. And they also gave nedavos, and it said all their tachshitim they gave. Ad kedei kach, the Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure If to take some of them, mamash, they gave everything that they had, they gave to the Mishkan. So you see that when it came to the correct cause of ready to give, they didn't say, oh, ein eresh ela takshitel. So it must be that the reason they didn't give is because they held it was the wrong cause. The Sefer HaManik, Evan Ayarki, Simeman Gimel, in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, says, actually, because of this, they were Zoicha Rosh Chodesh. It's different than the Pirkei Elazar. He says the women were Zoicha to Rosh Chodesh to be their Yom Tov, because they gave away from what was important to them, which is jewelry for the Mishkan. And the Mishkan was Hukam for Rosh Chodesh, and therefore they were Zoicha to the Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh. But I think the two go hand in hand. What the Sefer HaManik might mean is it was Zoicha to Rosh Chodesh because of their Nidlas HaMishkan, which was Megala, that they were prepared to give it away when it was the right cause. And therefore, when they didn't give away to the Egel, it wasn't just because they liked their Tafshitim, it was actually because they held it was the wrong cause. Now, I want to try and understand a little bit, what does it mean that the Schar that they got was a Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh? What has one to do with the other? Okay, if either Eben Ayaruch, you can understand a bit, the Mishkan was Hukam for Rosh Chodesh, and they donated, it was difficult for them to donate, or was in the Skala that this is, you know, what they really wanted to do, donate for the right cause, so therefore it had something to do with Rosh Chodesh. But let's see if we can find anything more than that. In Parashas Vayeshev, you find that Yosef has a dream, and in that dream, his brothers are compared to stars, and his mother is compared to the moon. Rashi, his mother's compared to the moon. Why is his mother compared to the moon? So this Kama Pshatim, but the Sefer Hasidim famously brings, that just like the moon comes and goes, you see it and you don't see it, so to the Isha, Azmanim, where she's Beheta, and Azmanim of Issa. And then it's Chadish. So the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, brings from the Ruah in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh that the Inyan that the Noshim, their Schar, was Rosh Chodesh is because they have this Inyan of Rosh Chodesh. That means, it could be this is actually the Schar. The Noshim have Zmanei Issa and then they become Mutter again. So Bezoi that gives a Chavivus Lebalo Kiyoim Chuposo. That is mamash the Inyan of Rosh Chodesh, that the Levona comes and goes, there's a Chiddush and a new Chaviv, the moon is here, right? So that is their Schar, that they get a certain Chayin and certain Chavivus every month. So that's why they get Rosh Chodesh, and it could be very tied in with the Tachshitim, that they didn't use those Tachshitim which are for Chayin, for the wrong thing, and therefore they gained a certain Chayin. The Prisha says that this follows on to the other Nakuda we saw in the Pirkei Elazar. He brings in the name of the Marashal. We saw in the Pirkei Elazar that the Asid Lavoi is also a Schar for the ladies. What's the Schar? The Asid in Leschadesh, like the Levona. What does that mean? Says the Ruah, says the Marashal, it means that the Asid Lavoi, imagine, a 100-year-old grandmother comes back to life. Is she coming back on a walking stick or not? So he says, no, the Asidim Noshim, Nischadesh, they're going to come back young, like Yecheved. That's what the Ozer Ruah says. You see again the same Nukuda, they come back with a certain Chay. Ozer Ruah, that's Mashal. The Ozer Ruah was the first Nukuda that, even with Manazer, that they get a certain Chay, and a Chay is like the Lavona, that comes back every month. So that's why it's tied in with the Yom Tov of the Lavona. The Emes in the Poiskim, we're going to see that there's a certain Issa Melacha for the ladies on Rosh Chodesh. We'll come to that soon. But in the Poiskim, you'll see the Luchot Mariach brings up Shem Zalman Orbach also talks about it, that there is the custom amongst some that only married ladies don't do Melacha on Rosh Chodesh, which goes very good with those Ruah Tam. That's an Inyan of Chavivus Labala, and therefore it's only Negea to Nesuos. Okay, so that's one way of understanding the Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh for the Noshim. But Kepshutoi, you look in the Pirkei Elazar, it just says they didn't give away the Tachshitim for the Avodah Zarah, and therefore they got a Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh. What is the understanding of that? Without the fact that they're Nischadosh Kol Chodesh, like the Levona, that's the Ozer Rosh Pshat. How do you understand? Simply speaking, they've been given away their Tachshitin, they got a Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh. And more, what's the idea that we find in the Pesukim? They're not allowed to work. They're not allowed to work on Rosh Chodesh. Why? What's that symbolize? Why shouldn't they be allowed to work on Rosh Chodesh? So, we've also got another question, which we started off with. It says in the Gemara that there is 4 aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh. Why? Why an extra aliyah? Oh, because anyway, you're not doing work today. Why not doing work today? No one's doing work on Rosh Chodesh? No, the women aren't doing work on Rosh Chodesh. Well, what's created a Torah for? The men mainly, right? So the men are there, they do have work today, so make sure it's 3 aliyahs. The Ivat asks this, he doesn't understand. It's for the men. So, what do I care? If the ladies don't have work today, that's his question. So, the Bach, there's many different approaches to this in the Poskim. It's completely osa for the ladies to do work on Rosh Chodesh or not. The Bach has a very interesting mahalach, which brought me to certain machshava. The Bach says like this: if it's their Yom Tov, if Rosh Chodesh is their Yom Tov, then l'chayra, we're not coming to be machmir aleihem. We're not coming to be stringent on them and say, oh, ladies, you can't work today. They want to work today. Why shouldn't they work today? It's their gain today. They should only gain. They shouldn't lose out. So, what is the understanding? They don't work today. Like this. If they want to work, they may work. But if the husband wants them to work, they can say no. Meaning, the husband should not demand on Rosh Chodesh, you know, you have, how do you say, you have, you know, you have a shibbur to me, do this, that, you know, sorry, today we're on holiday, strike, however you want to put it, you can't demand anything. If you want to...
But it's the month again.
Well, whatever it is, if it's natural that the husband bring me this, or do this, and she'll do it. Today, the husband should just be quiet, and she'll do whatever she wants. She's the boss today, right? We have to understand that. But that's what the Bach says. That it's her choice of what she does today, and the husband cannot demand mitzad the shibud that she does. She should do something for him. Now, he explains, therefore, when the Gemara says that there's an extra aliyah today because there is no work today, it's true the husband's going to work today. And the husband has his regular work schedule, maybe. Although there is talk that even the husband doesn't work as much in Rosh Chodesh. But let's say he has the regular schedule. So what is the bittul malacha? Why is there no bittul malacha? He says, because the husband's used to, that he can tell his wife, please do this or that. Yeah, please. So now he can't. So he has to be reminded, today there's no work. So there's an extra aliyah to put it in his brain. Today is not a day of work. Who for? The Isha. But you need to remember that. So therefore, the extra aliyah. That's what the Bach says. Now, this is not taken on in all the poskim. The Eli Rabba, for instance, says it's only a minhag. It's not something that has to be, because Isha Meshubedes Lebaala. And therefore, she's going to do his work. Only Melochis Kavedois, heavy work, she doesn't do in Rosh Chodesh. And you can look at the poskim, it's backward, you know, back and forward, exactly how we take on. Now, it's very interesting. So, there's something going on here in Rosh Chodesh. That kilu, you have to. The man doesn't have dominance. What's the havana? So I think like this. The chet of chavo, eitz hadas, caused. It's one of the klolos actually that the husband is moishel on the isha, right? So it says in the psukim. So what's pshat? She made Misa come into the world. Right? She's gone, kovs on Neir Shalom, she has to light the candle because of that. It brought a certain dominance for the man. But let's think, I always had this kasha, and I saw it in a sefer, I cannot find it. I've been searching for years, I saw it once in a very choshev sefer that I remember, but I cannot find it anymore. He asked the following question. Okay, Chava was going to Misa Lo'olam, and therefore she has to light the candle. But let's think, it says, by Matan Torah, the Moran Avodah Zorah says, Poska Zur Moso, Misa went away. So actually, who brought Misa back to the world? But Chetah Egel, the men, not the ladies, mamash, not the ladies. So l'chayr nowadays, we should be lighting the candle. Right? So, the mahalach that I remember, and the Arachayim says similar, is that the ladies brought the Eitz HaHara into us, and even if Paskos U'masim, but Matan Torah wasn't completely Paska, there was a much stronger element of the Eitz HaHara, and therefore they're still the cause of any, somewhat, of any sin. But we still can make this Yusoid and Yusoid, that Chava did the Chet HaRishon which brought Misa, and the men did Chet HaSheni that brought Misa. Okay, somewhat influenced by Chava. But there is that Nekuda, that sort of the original Chet has now been placed on the men, in a way. So it's Moradik. Normally, the man has this sort of dominance or the issues with Shubedes Labala because of the Chet HaRishon. But Rosh Chodesh, which is, leave out the Kudu Rosh Chodesh, but Rosh Chodesh, which is the Yom Tov given to the woman because they didn't participate in Chet HaEgel, and actually the man did it and they refused, is a day that the man is not Shoylok al Ishtoi, because actually now the man fell into the same pit and he caused Misa la'olam, she didn't, she had some tikkun over here, and therefore one is not Shoylok on the Isha on this day. And it's at least similar to the moon, because we know that the moon also had some squabble with the sun. Right? And because of that, the sun is shoylet on the moon. But, lost is lovoy, the moon will be whole. So, we find, but before Rosh Chodesh also, we also daven. There's a fast before Rosh Chodesh to make the moon come back to how it used to be. So, this is sort of what Rosh Chodesh is about. The moon has come back, and we hope it will come back properly. And that's actually what happened on Rosh Chodesh, by the Chet HaEgel, that the woman came back to how they're meant to be. They sort of were mentak in the chet, and therefore, there's a connection. I was also thinking, it just occurred to me nowish, that on Rosh Chodesh we said once a month the woman gets back her chavivus, and that's why she gets the onto Rosh Chodesh, and that's the schar that she didn't participate in Chet HaEgel. Well, that's the same thing, because the Indian of Tumah came from the chet of the Nochosh. But now, with her tikkun in the Chet HaEgel, she at least gets a certain yoyim where she comes back to her full chayim, as if she didn't have a tumah, sort of rejuvenated. Why? Which is similar to Rosh Chodesh, the moon comes back, and that's why she gets the schar Rosh Chodesh, is because she did do something to sort of be metaken that tumah that she once did. Now, the Divrei Yatziv, that the Tzadik Rebbe in Likutim, in Siman Tzadi Beis, he says that children also have the Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh. Right? We find very much people make a stress on the Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh for children, boys, girls, the same as a minig to give a certain schar to the Melamdim on Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because the Melamdim are teaching the children, it's the Yom Tov of the children, so it's a good time to. So he says, what's this idea? Why the children? Why? So he says, and this is a Dvar Pele to me, he says like this. The Isha didn't participate in the Chet, so she sort of returned back to Koidim HaChet. Which is, if you look at it moon-wise, it's also sort of Koidim HaChet of the moon. Meaning, we're also waiting for the moon to return to a Zman of Koidim HaChet, which will be La'asid La'avoy. And therefore, there's a Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh for the lady, the moon, etc. What about the children? Well, the children are always bebchinas koidem achet, because they're children, loitam utam chet, therefore they also have this yom tov, because it's the same idea of away from sin. I don't understand, because the Medrash said, very simple, that they were actually told to go and collect the earrings of the ladies, of the boys and girls. So it's very simple why the boys and girls have a yom tov of Rosh Chodesh, because they also didn't give, because if they did, why were the men going to take their own earrings? It seems from the Medrash that they also didn't give, so it's very simple why they're the Bechlal star of Rosh Chodesh. Now, there is a very interesting Arizal. I saw it in the name of Marit Semach, one of the Kriyim Kobolim. I don't understand it, but this is what he says. So, he says, it goes very good with what we're saying. The understanding, I leave you to research. He says that many B'nai Torah, Neshoseyem, Sholtoy Saleyem. Yeah, Why? Because in the Chet HaEgel, they should have been moicha, the Bnei Torah. They should have been moicha against those doing the Chet HaEgel, and it weren't. So therefore, Nesheseim Sholtos Aleh. So you can research that, but the Nekuda, we can take out. That is what's going on. That's the Bach. That you cannot be shoydet on the Isha on Rosh Chodesh, because it's her Zman, because with Chet HaEgel she was Matak, the man fell, and therefore the man loses his dominance over the Isha. At Kedei Kach, the Arizal even says that some have that Nesheseim Sholtos Aleh. One is left to wonder then, what's with people from my Shevet? Right, Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi, I got the Bnei Torah, but Shevet Levi didn't participate in the Chet HaEgel, and they actually were somewhat moicha, at least afterwards, right? So Shevet Levi did not participate. So do the men of Shevet Levi have the Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh? It doesn't seem so in the Poskim. And do the ladies of Shevet Levi have the Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh? They didn't serve in the Egel, the Chayra, because the husbands never came to them to say, give me your earrings, because the husbands didn't participate. So I saw the Poskim talk about it, the Yefele Levi about it, perhaps Yosef, also in Parshat Kisiso, bring some Farshim on this Noisa, V'ten L'chochem, V'yechkam Oif. Now, with this, we can tie in Hanukkah as well. The Yefele Levi brings very interesting. We find in Siman, Tofresh Ayin Hei, Sif Beis, we find that Noshim Achayov is Be'etzim in Neres Chanukah. The Be'etzim Chayov in Neres Chanukah. So, why? So many reasons, Afin Hoyu, Bois Anes, etc. But he brings also a certain Akuda, that one of the Bitulim that they wanted to do was the Bitul of Rosh Chodesh. And who does Rosh Chodesh belong to? It's the Yom Tov of the Noshim. The Torah says it used to. Originally, it belonged to the Yud Beis Shvatim. You see, there's three Yom Tovim, connect the Ramit to Yaakov. And the Chadoshim will connect the Yud Beis Shvatim. However, once they did the Chet HaEgel, it was Nilkach from the men, from the Shvatim, and it was given to the Noshim. As a result, Rosh Chodesh belongs to the Noshim. And Memela, it was given over to the Noshim. Memela, when they wanted to be Mevatel, Rosh Chodesh, it was Negeah to the Noshim. And Memela, they're Shayach in the Nes, which brought back the Inyan of Rosh Chodesh. Abba is Dar Grosser Kasha. If the ladies aren't going to do any work, then we have a very difficult question. Freit Liyavis, Eladat Kaf at Kufislom Chada. We're left with a question. The Lefizeh, according to this, Sha'anoshim Rosh Chodesh, Yoishvitz Bekatadra, they're sitting on their throne. Ve'inan Oysa Shum Melocha, they're not doing any Melocha. Dahainu Dahanilu Maisa Egel, and this is what the Maisa Egel has given them as a game. Imke Man Noichal Rosh Chodesh, we're going to eat in Rosh Chodesh. Shemitzvah the harvest by the Suda, and it's a mitzvah to have extra food, even the men have it. You can look in the Shulchan Aruch, and I think it's in Tof Yud. Ches, I think it is, no, it's off your test, that the men also belong in the Suda, is Ibazai Mitzvah Abras with the Suda, Shimeleches Hanoshim, as it says in Subas, Eilu Melochesh Isha Oysa Labala, Umitakonis Ezra, Shte Isha Mashkemes Va'oifa, they should get up early and bake, right? So, how do we put the two together? So, Rabbi Yaakov Emden solves the problem. And he says that no, the ladies do the baking, the basic housework, the light work, they do. Yeah, the light work, they do. Yeah, they do it. They don't do the heavy work, as the Eliyarabba said. Sorry? So what you say? Ah, so the emes is the. I'll tell you, we'll just end off with one vlaloch. There's a lot. In the minute, there's many people you don't find at all that don't do malach or reshwedish with the bach would be very good. It's their own choice. But the bialoch is going for the bach, and he holds that no one should be doing malach or reshwedish. So if they have that minute. Now, why isn't that minute widespread? You'll have to check up yourself. But al kaponim, the following, just an interesting one of the many. A shaila was brought to Rav Ozna. ladies wanted to make on Leil Beis Rosh Chodesh, which is the Ikka Rosh Chodesh, because it's the next month. They wanted to make a big charity event where there'll be lots of seamstresses, and the ladies will bring dresses, and they'll be mitakin it, they'll fix it on the spot, and you pay money and it goes to tzedakah. So they want to say, first of all, it's at night, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden says at night there's a hetzer to do malacha. We'll see in a minute why. And second of all, it's sewing. And if you look in many poskim, they say the ikka malacha that's nesa is tfiyeh, this tfiyeh, the making of the threads, because it says that the noshe machachomos, they made the threads. So you see, and the Rambam calls that ikka malacha sa isha. And over there, only from that, from the ikka malacha is what they were menea from malacha. The maisa, Rav Ozer says the minig though, again, it's not so wide, you have to check where the minig is, but the minig is that even tefira is not accepted by the women to do on Shchodesh, and the hetzer of Balayla, Rabbi Yaakov Emden only says because Balayla is not for Hesia. It's a home, it's light, and no one around, and they do some halacha so we can be maker for them. But here you're making a charity event, it's in front of everyone, so then it wouldn't be allowed, and he didn't allow it. So again, everyone has to check what their minig is, the nicer, may it be Zerka to Taka that the Ravona should come back, and the Chet should be Niska. Yeah.